Welcome to the social circle, where we stay social while being socially distant, of course. I'm your host, the one and only Big Drink, and I know I haven't been on for a while. It's just been a lot going on, family-wise. Talk a little bit about that in just a moment, but I want to start off with what I usually start off with, and that's sports, but I'm going to be little bit more specific today. Instead of me breaking down every single sport everywhere, let's talk NBA. So game six last night between the Bucks and the Nets. Wow. What the hell happened? It's like KD was doing all the work while his guys were doing jack shit. You can't just let KD take the ball like that and just try to run over the stampede of Bucks. You know, there was just so much wrong in that game. You guys let me know your opinions on what exactly went wrong in that game, because I only saw bits and pieces of it because it was just so disgusting. I just didn't want to watch it. It was shocking. But anyways, here's what I'm trying to say here. All right, KD, 40 minutes played, 3 assists, 11 rebounds, 32 points. James Harden, 16 points, 7 assists, and 5 rebounds. Blake Griffin, 12 points and 6 rebounds. What? Oh, my God. I mean, on the bright side, you know, game 7 will be in Brooklyn. And maybe, you know, Brooklyn can pull a rabbit out of their ass or something. I really do hope, you know, game 7 is better than game 6. That was just bad. I really couldn't watch it. It was really bad. It was awful. I couldn't see another minute of that. Like, I couldn't even watch the whole fourth quarter. I only saw like the first minute and the first couple minutes, and I'm just like, what the fuck? I mean, here's the Brooklyn Nets. You know, you got weapons. You know, you guys have a squad. And I get it, you know, injuries happen. But you don't let the injuries just bring you down. You know? And I know Jay-Z's probably not mad right now because, hey, why the hell would he be mad? He's got all this money. He created this team. He built the arena. Does he really need a championship? Just be honest with me, guys. Like, do you really think Jay-Z needs an NBA title as owner of the Brooklyn Nets? I mean, sure, it'd be nice, you know, to have his wife and kids sitting in the stands watching that. But I don't think he really needs it. He's just happy that this is the first time that they've made it this far in the playoffs. Or made in the playoffs, period. Because, shit, I don't even remember when the Nets made the playoffs last. Maybe it was when they were in Jersey. I don't know. But come on, guys. You know, play better, damn it. Like, sure, fine. You don't have Kyrie. You know, James Harden is still not 100%. Kevin Durant is like your only healthy guy right now. You got Kevin Durant and you got Blake Griffin. You know, you got Jeff Green, who everybody seems to forget about. You know, just wake up. You're going back home. Close it out. As for the Bucks, you just got to win one more. just one more, and you're moving on to the NBA Finals. In other basketball news, let's talk about Game 5 between... Oh, well, by the way, for those who didn't catch Brooklyn and the Bucks, Milwaukee beats Brooklyn in Milwaukee by a score of 104-89. Giannis is what I'm going to call him because I can't pronounce his last name. What I'll say is, you know, it was the Middleton and Giannis show last night. I mean, Giannis, 30 points, 17 rebounds, 3 assists. Middleton, 38 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 assists. Those two were phenomenal last night. Hats off to them. You know, leading the stampede over Brooklyn. Game 7 will be tomorrow night in the Barclays Center, and we'll see what happens. The Hawks. Oh, my God. The Hawks and Sixers. This was funny to me. I'm sorry. Because, you know, like all this talk about, you know, for years, ever since the Patriots, you know, were down by 25 points in the beginning of the second half against Atlanta in the Super Bowl. And they came back and won. Everybody was talking about 28-3. I saw a picture on Facebook yesterday. It was just hysterical. So the Hawks were down by 26 points in the first half. Second half comes. Here comes the flock of the Dirty Birds. Trae Young leading the charge. That was incredible. An incredible game. But what happened? What happened to Philly that night? I watched the whole game and it's like, I can tell you this, they gave up. You know? I saw Embiid doing all the work. Where the hell was his team? You know, and I'm no sports writer. I'm no Stephen A. Smith here, but that game sucked. That game absolutely sucked. You know, if I'm Doc Rivers, I'm in the locker room, and I'm spanking every single one of them as if they were my kids. Every single one of them. What the hell was that? Now the series goes back to Atlanta. What's Philly going to do? Oh, I know. What they've always been doing when they play on the road. Kicking ass. If Philly wants to go far, if Philly wants to move on to the next round, they need to play better. They definitely need to play better. So we'll see what happens for Game 6. Game 6 will be tonight. Sorry, hang on. Yeah, sorry. Game 6 is tonight in Atlanta. We'll see what happens. This is the social circle where we stay social while being socially distant. I'm Big Drink. Check me out on Google Podcast, Spotify, right here on Anchor. Thank you, Anchor, for making this possible. Google Podcast, Spotify, Anchor. Wherever you listen to your podcasts. I'm just here running my mouth. And boy, do I have a lot more to talk about. I cannot let this go. I just can't let this not be on this episode. I have to bring it up. Breaking news. By the Boston Celtics, as reported first by ESPN's Adrian The Boston Celtics are trading Kemba Walker plus the number 16 overall pick in the 2021 draft and a 2025 second round pick to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now listen to who they get back. The Celtics are getting back Moses Brown, a 2023 second round pick, and last but not least, and this is my most favorite one, we say welcome back to Big Fucking Al. Al Horford is back on the Celtics, and this has been what I've been wanting for a long time. We should have never let him go in the first place. We should have begged him to stay, practically kissed his ass in order for him to stay. So, it's bye-bye Kemba Walker. We still have Tatum. We still have Jaylen Brown. I believe we still have Marcus Smart, but that's a to-be-continued. And now, we got Big Al. We got Al fucking Horford back. And this is going to be great. I think it's going to be a great season. And this is what I was talking about. This is one of the things the Celtics desperately needed to do to change their franchise. Turn it all around. Guys, it's been since 2008 since we won a championship. Since the 2008 season. That's roughly 13, 14 years ago. I was 10 turning 11. You know, this is something that just needs to be done. Another thing. Who the hell's our coach going to be? Sure. We have good players. You know, great players. But why don't we get, you know, why don't we get a good coach to just top it all off? Let's try to put a rush on that. Because we're in June now. The playoffs are almost over. The finals is around the corner. Time flies. And then next thing you know, the season restarts again in the fall. So let's put a rush on that. Let's put a rush on it so we have plenty of time to prepare our team for the next season, which I sincerely hope as a fan of every Boston sport, let's hope this is a banner year for us. The Bruins couldn't do it. The Celtics couldn't do it this year. You know, but there's always next year for them. Right now, it's down to the Red Sox, who are doing great. They've been kicking ass on the road. Hell, they've been walking all over Atlanta. You know, they have a few road games ahead of them. Let's just get to first place, you know. Let's get that number one seed. Let's be the team to beat. Let's do this, guys. And then we have the New England Patriots. Now, rumor has it Mac Jones has been selected as the starting QB for the New England Patriots. But the preseason hasn't even started yet. Why are we making decisions? Why are we making assumptions right now? You know, let's not do that just yet. Let's not jump the gun here. Because, sure, the kid was good in college. So was Cam Newton at one point. So was Tom Brady. So was Joe Montana. So was almost every quarterback that's in the National Football League right now. Rookies don't always become the greatest quarterback of all time. You know, rookies are mostly like benched and, you know, just calling plays on the sidelines. Well, you know, they're wondering, when am I going to go in? When am I going to play? And then they want to get traded. Jimmy Garoppolo. So, let's not make any assumptions that this is our guy. You know, my biggest concern, and it's still my concern ever since he left, is will we ever get a new Tom Brady? That was a question that someone asked me after Brady played his last game in New England. That is the stupidest question ever, because there will never be another Tom Brady. You can't just make a new Tom Brady. You can't just do that. You know? The Patriots are a dynasty. You know, they are the top dogs right now. And I'm talking history-wise, not, you know, championship-wise. No, it's just their history that back when they were just trash, they couldn't even make it to the playoffs. They couldn't even win a Super Bowl. They had lost two. One to Green Bay and one to the 85 Bears, which I don't know any team that would have beaten the 85 Bears in the Super Bowl, but what do I know? I wasn't even born at the time. There will never be another Tom Brady. I hope Brady changes his mind and comes back to New England, but I'm too old to believe in fairy tales. But we'll see what happens this season with Mac Jones. And by the way, I still think we should have gotten Julio Jones. We definitely should have picked up Julio Jones. I don't know what was going through the mind of Belichick, Kraft, and the staff. I don't know what the hell is going on over there in that locker room, in the office. I don't know what's going on. Somebody's not doing a good job, and that's probably why we fucked up last season. This is the Social Circle. I'm your host, Big Drink. And I'm just staying social, like I always do, whether I'm on this podcast or not. I'm always talking about something. Politics, relationships, the world today. Today I'm going to talk about, I'm going to reflect a little bit on COVID. I would love to say COVID is in our rear view, but we all know that's not true at all. It's almost there, though. It is almost there. Places are reopening. People are getting vaccinated, but is it only a matter of time before all that changes? Because sure, people are not wearing masks. You know, they're able to just walk around everywhere and not worry about it. You know? I do think, you know, all the politicians did their best. I'm not gonna say they did a great job. I think more could have been done to prevent the spread, to stop the spread of this virus. You know, right here specifically in Massachusetts, I don't know about the rest of the world. Cases have gone down, deaths have gone down. But I would love to see all zeros every day. You know, I want this thing to be over. I'm tired of wearing the mask. I'm tired of having to, you know, distance myself from people who haven't been vaccinated. When I myself got vaccinated and I feel perfectly fine. And the vaccine was one of the things I was really afraid of. Because, you know, it's a new thing, you know. And I don't know what the hell they put in that vaccine, you know. But my family's fully vaccinated. I'm fully vaccinated. And we're able to see each other. Last year, we weren't able to do that. And it was sad. It really broke my heart. When this thing started, I thought it was just a rumor. I thought it was just going to be another thing like the swine flu, Ebola, and you know, oh, it's only going to last a couple months and that's it. No. This was something that was just tough to experience for me. You know, it was hard. It was really, really hard not being able to see my family in person. I'd have to see them through a screen. One of the hardest things I had to deal with was just being out of work. My grandmother and I being out of work. And then when I got back to work, she begged me not to go. But hey, somebody had to put food on the table. Somebody had to pay the bills. And I became head of household temporarily until she was able to get back on her feet. I was busting my ass, working overnights, taking extra hours so I could keep our house alive, so I could keep food in our fridge. I barely left my house. I only left my house to go to work, come home. I would sometimes sit outside and have a couple beers and just kick it with my neighbors. Last summer was really weird because, you know, it was my first summer actually interacting with all my neighbors who have known me since I was a kid. It was weird because, you know, we just all had to be distant from each other, and it was, I don't know, it just felt really weird being around all of them, but not really being around all of them. It's like I'm so used to, like, you know, hugging and you know, shaking hands and whatnot, and it's like you weren't even able to do that. Hardest part, one of the other hardest things for me was remembering to bring my mask. You know how before COVID, we were all used to, you know, right before we walked out the door, even, you know, some people would have a list at their front door or back door, wherever you come out of, and it would say phone, wallet, keys. Last year, you had to put phone, wallet, keys, mask, you know. I hated walking out without my mask. I hated, you know, standing in front of stores and looking at signs and, you know, saying, oh, you know, we're closed, our hours have changed, please wear a face mask, no mask, no service, you know. at my job, I had to just prevent people from walking in. You know, at my job at the time, like, nobody was allowed in. They had to call, you know. It was rough. That whole thing was, it was just rough, you know. I wish it never happened. I wish we didn't all go through what we went through, however we went through it. You know, like I've said, I have had friends and family catch this, and they all say the same thing. I don't wish it on anybody. And another thing, like, you know, I get coughs all the time. You know what I mean? I have allergies, I have asthma, and it doesn't help that I'm a smoker, but every time I would cough and sneeze around someone, you know, they would just run away from me or spray Lysol in my direction. And I'm just like, what the fuck? You know, I don't get it. Like, what the hell? You're gonna spray something at me because I coughed or sneezed? Like, are people really acting this way? And this is in the beginning. This is when it just hit, you know? So, yeah, it was just really sad, you know, getting the news updates on everything. On, you know, getting news updates on deaths and cases and just so much shit. It was just really sad seeing all that. Nobody was ready for this to happen. Nobody at all. Nobody was ready for COVID to hit us. I doubt anybody expected that. You know, the way it was. The way it still is, really. You know, I'm sure we all wish it never happened. I'm sure we all wished that, you know, it could have been prevented. And maybe it could have been. Maybe it could have been prevented from coming into the United States, wherever the hell it came from. A lot of people want to say this is a form of population control, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know why things happened the way they did. What's important to know now is that we're doing a lot better. We're doing a lot better than we were in the beginning. And that's what's important. We got this, guys. It's almost over. And we could just go back to living our normal lives. You were just listening to The Social Circle. I'm your host, Big Drink. Check me out on Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Radio Public, wherever you listen to your podcasts. Thank you guys so much for listening. Until next time, Big Drink. I love you guys. I'm out. Welcome to the social circle where we stay social while being socially distant, of course. Well, in this case, not so much, because the three of us are fully vaccinated, so who gives a fuck? So I'm here joined by two good friends of mine. You know, one of them, old Greg. This next guest is, this is his first time on my podcast, and he's a good friend of mine from the past. Known him since we were kids, known him and his family. He's my main man, my best friend, my best man at my wedding. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome G.
Say what's up.
What's up with all y'all?
So we're right here, you know, in my backyard. We're just kicking it, and we got quite a lot to talk about. You know, I haven't done the show in a while. You know, just a lot going on, which I'm not gonna get into, but lots going on right now. I'm gonna get into sports in a minute, like I always start. But right now, I want to do something different. I want to start with something that's really, you know, hit home for all of us, really. Well, I'm not gonna speak for y'all, but you know, for me, it hits home, because like I remember the day this happened. I remember watching the video, and I couldn't watch more than 5 minutes of it. The George Floyd case. Derek Chauvin, whatever the fuck his last name is, I don't care. He has been sentenced to 22 and a half years in prison for the murder of George Floyd last year. And, you know, I guess the main question that, you know, everybody's asking is, you know, is that enough? Like, yeah, you know, finally we you know, prosecute a cop. We, you know, get a cop for doing this and, you know, give him more than 11 months, you know, more than just a slap on the wrist and just losing his job. But is that enough? Is really the question on my mind, and I think it's on, you know, a lot of our fans' minds. To me, no, absolutely not. They should, you know, because this has been a constant thing. It's like every year it's the same shit, you know, and they just get away with it. I think he, you know, God forgive me for saying this, but he should get the needle. You know, like, you took an oath as an officer of the law to serve and protect by any means necessary. I have a lot of friends who are cops, and they are now in fear that they have a target in their back because there's one bad apple in the bunch that's not even in their city. That's not even in Boston, because I only know Boston cops. Because one cop fucks up in another state, every cop in the world has a target on their back, and that's fucked up. Because in this day and especially in this day and age, we need cops. We need, you know, people to serve and protect us. It's just not enough time. They should have given him life, or, you know, just sentenced him to death, honestly, because this is just too much. Now, I don't know if they're going to put him in Gen Pop or, you know, protective custody or whatever. But I'll tell you one thing. If they put him in Gen Pop, he's not going to survive. Absolutely not. He will not survive in Gen Pop. So we'll see what happens. I don't know. What's your guys' input on this? You know, the sentencing, like, do you guys think it's enough?
G.
I mean, Percy, for me, I was riled up of the death of George. But at the same time, it was a life lesson to me that all cops aren't good. But at the same time, like what Big Drink has said, is the simple fact that there's a few out of the bunch that are actually good, and there's a few out of the bunch that are bad. So you really can't go around hating on cops, liking on cops, because you don't know them unless you talk to them. Because I know a few cops personally who were some assholes. And again, I know a few cops that are good. But most of the cops that I have met in Boston are some complete assholes. And that has to change because I'm not trying to walk out of my house personally and then be scared to even go to the corner store without a cop trying to stop me. But how about you?
In regards to the sentencing, I think they should have given him 30 to life. But that's just my view on it. In regards to homicide, the old one bad apple, the problem with police isn't a one or two bad apples. It's a couple of bad orchards. And what needs to be done is those are the police officers in there, the good guys, and they follow the rules and everything. You need to speak out. When you see, something, say something. You see your partner doing something shady, illegal, using excessive force when without warranted, then, you know, speak out. If more people speak out against the corruption within the police departments, then more people will begin to trust the police department, and as such, we can begin trusting the system. You have to bring in set examples. You have to, unfortunately, there's some people that you have to truly make an example out of, and it's just like sad that it had to come for all the other who've been obviously murdered over the years. I had to take a video of an officer kneeling on someone's neck, but then to finally just begin to do a minor, just to get one person there, and it had to take brand riots in order for justice to come. That can't be the trend. Justice needs to be as swift as it is for everybody else. When you find a terrorist, whatever, they're captured and they're up to justice, you need to start doing it the same as when anyone's murdered by the police. If possible, do it even in half the time. That's what needs done, is that those who are good fight the good fight, speak out against corruption, and get other support. The citizens need to support those who speak out against the corruption, and as such, we can begin to build our trust back, and we can begin to at least start reforming the system, and let's start being able to trust one another, and we can start living in this society that everyone seems to want to live in, where the police are always respected and supported. But that's just my two cents for what it's worth.
Thank you, fellas, for your intake. I'm sorry, input. I said intake. like I said, we'll see what happens. I do think the judge is going a little bit too easy on him. And hopefully the judge will change their mind, hopefully. So you're over here, you're listening to The Social Circle. I'm your host, Big Drink. I'm here with my good friends, G and Old Greg. Follow me on Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Spotify, and right here on Anchor. Switching gears now. Now we're going to talk sports. I'm going to start with basketball. You know, this has been on my mind ever since I heard the news the other day. I'm Udoka. I think I'm pronouncing his name right. Is the new Celtics coach. Here's a little background on this young man. For those who don't know, he has 12 experience in the game. He was assistant coach of the San Antonio Spurs under Greg Popovich from 2012 to 2019. He's a 2014 NBA champ when they defeated Miami in 5 games. He was the most recent assistant coach of the Brooklyn Nets. And he was undrafted out of Portland State. Is he our guy? Is my question. Do I think we should give him a shot? I think yes. because we needed to get rid of Brad Stevens. You know, the Celtics needed to get rid of Brad Stevens for a long time. And I say we because I'm a hardcore Boston sports fan, as you guys, as I've told you guys in the beginning of this season. Let's give him a shot. Why not? We'll see what happens. I'm hoping good things will happen. You know, just recently we had a trade, and a lot of people think this is a controversial trade. The Celtics say goodbye to Kemba Walker and welcome back Al Horford, along with backup. We got Moses Brown. Yeah, we got rid of our first round draft pick. You told me earlier that was the 16th pick of the first round.
It definitely was the 16th pick. And how I see it, I feel like, for me as a Celtics fan, it was kind of a ridiculous trade, because you're giving up one of our best point guards to ever step onto the floor. What am I saying?
Onto the court.
Yeah. For two players that, okay, one was a part of our organization, but this other kid, Moses, I really don't have high hopes for him. And I especially know that he won't be seeing any game time, because as I see it, he hasn't had the greatest record in his whole career, being drafted back in 2019, if I'm not mistaken. How do you feel, Greg?
I, for one, welcome Al Horford back.
Hell yeah.
I thought he was good. He was good for paint clogging, rebounds, and he was here with that three-pointer. I think he was driven out, unfortunately, by the toxicity of Kyrie. And I think having him and Moses Brown will really help our depth at center and power forward. I personally wouldn't mind. Now, the best thing now is to try to get is who we start at the point guard. I personally kind of like starting the idea of starting Peyton Pritchard if we're not able to get any big names or whatever. The kid looked like he had some serious potential. He might be a little green, but I think if he's just, sometimes you got to go through baptism through fire if you really want to be good. So we'll see where we go with that. But I welcome Al Horford back. I thank Kemba for his 2 years here. I liked his attitude. He was all positivity. Unfortunately, it just didn't work out. His knees were gone, and it was time to move on from him. But I do wish him the best of luck in Oklahoma City. The only thing I could say I didn't like about him was he was a Yankees fan. That's my only gripe with the guy, but you know, he's from the Bronx, so I can respect that he's just rooting for his hometown. But go Sox, Kemba.
Thank you for that. I totally forgot about that. I totally forgot Kemba was a Yankee fan. Oh, man, there's just so much to talk about, you know, in the sports world. You know, speaking of the Red Sox, I'm gonna break this down for y'all. It's now, you know, I'm gonna go back to what I was supposed to do a few days ago, but you know, things popped up. I'm gonna break down Game 6 between the Bucks and the Nets. You know, the Bucks were able to get past the Nets. KD played 40 minutes. You know, the Bucks beat the Nets in 7, but I want to talk a little bit about, Game 7 is what I want to talk about, because KD was doing all everything. You know, the man was tired. I can't be mad at KD. I'm mad at the fact that I lost $20 in a bet that the Nets were going to go to the finals. I'm really mad at that. But whatever. Shit happened. So now we're down to the Clippers and the Suns, the Bucks and the Hawks. Clippers beat the Suns in game 3. Last night, what was it, or a couple nights ago? I think it was a couple nights ago. Yeah, a couple nights ago. Clippers beat the Suns in game 3 by a score of 106-92. Game 4 will be in LA tonight. You know, Chris Paul came back. You know, he played a lot. Devin Booker is just being Devin Booker. And all right, can I please bring up game 2 when oh my god, game 2 was insane because the walk-off dunk. Like, did you guys see that? When so PG, so Paul George had missed 2 free throws. The Suns got the rebound, called timeout. They're back in their own side, under their own net. I forget who it was that was throwing it inbound. Tossed it up, and I forget who was the one that did the alley-oop dunk to win the game. But he did an alley-oop dunk from an inbound pass. And they won game 2. And then there was some, I don't know, there was some pushing and shoving going on between the Clippers and the Suns after dude made that dunk. This is getting very interesting, guys. I think the Suns are gonna get past the Clippers. You know, I think it'll be a close series. I think it'll go 6, maybe 7. But we'll have to see how game 4 goes tonight in L.A. in the Staples Center, which I hope they still play in the Staples Center. I hope I'm not mistaken. The Bucks, the Bucks beat the Hawks last night in game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals in Milwaukee, 125-91. Game 3 will be tomorrow in Atlanta. I don't know if you guys watched any of game 2 last night or any of the conference finals at all, but if you have, what two teams do you like to go to the finals?
I mean, personally, to me, as I see it, winning the whole thing, I want the Bucks. But between the Suns and the Clippers, the Suns and the Clippers, I really don't know, because again, they're two teams that haven't really shown that phase of they really want to win, because every year they get eliminated in the earlier rounds and don't make it up to that potential of they want to be in the NBA finals, the championships. So honestly, kudos to both of those teams for making it this far. But honestly, if I was to choose two teams, it would have to be the Bucks and then the Clippers. I think that would be a really good game.
What I'd like to see in the finals is the
It's a tough one, I know.
It really is, because
I think I'm gonna go with I'm gonna go with the Suns and Hawks.
That's interesting.
I'd like to see Atlanta win it all. Just so we're there, one of the they could finally see a winning team since they haven't seen one since the Braves back in the 90s.
Yeah, 95.
Closest they got was 28-3.
Didn't they beat the Patriots? No, the Hawks did.
They lost that game. My bad.
Yeah, when the closest they would ever is 28-3 was your last memory of a team in a championship. I feel like Atlanta's the team that I think I'd like to see the most win it. I really don't mind any of the teams winning it, but my preferred there would be Suns versus Hawks. I think that would be a good matchup of two kind of smaller markets, and that would be something that would really drive the interest in the game, and it wouldn't be thing there. It would be like a real kind of building through the draft type of thing. It wouldn't be overly flashy with Spence, and it would be like two teams that really just work their way to the top. That's what I'd like to see.
All right.
Oh boy, I'm put in the hot seat now. I mean, this is a tough one for me because, like, I really thought Brooklyn was gonna go to the finals, and my two picks was Brooklyn and Phoenix. Now I gotta change it up. I mean, Phoenix. I still believe Phoenix is gonna make it to the finals. You gotta think, you know, and it's not about, you know, the state of Arizona not winning a title since what, 2001 or two, or like what was the year that the Diamondbacks beat the Yankees? The Randy Johnson era. I would say, yeah, Phoenix is gonna win the West. And damn, I'm gonna have to go the Bucks. I'm gonna have to go Bucks and Suns. The Bucks, I mean, like, who could stop the freak? You know, who could stop Giannis? You know, who the hell could stop him? I thought KD had a chance at that. I thought, you know, the Nets had a chance at stopping the freak, but they just had too many injuries. They just weren't on the same page, really, you know. And even though Kyrie and James Harden were injured and stuff, you also got to think, like, I'm not gonna shit on Blake Griffin, because Blake Griffin hasn't had the pressure of being in the playoffs. You know, when he was on the Clippers, they never made the playoffs. I don't think they never made the playoffs. When he was in Detroit, that was just I knew that was gonna be a to be continued. I knew he wasn't gonna be on the Pistons that long. But now, you know, he's on the East Coast, and, like, you know, Brooklyn was the biggest threat of the Eastern Conference this season. You know, nobody was threatened by the Celtics and how, you know, Jason Tatum shoots and how amazing he played this season, how amazing, you know, the Celtics played this season. Because, you know, I mean, let's be honest, they weren't all that this year. It was a bad year for us. I feel like, you know, if we played better defensively, offensively, we would have gotten more than just, you know, the what was it? We were the 7th seed, 8th seed, some shit like that. So yeah, I'm going Milwaukee and Phoenix, and that indeed will be one hell of a season. You got two teams and two cities who hasn't seen gold in a while. You know, you got two states. You know, like Wisconsin hasn't seen a ring since the Green Bay Packers, when, you know, Aaron Rodgers winning the Super Bowl against the Steelers. I believe that was 2011. Arizona, like I said, they haven't seen gold since 2001. The Arizona Diamondbacks. We'll see what happens. I mean, personally, I agree a little bit with old Greg. You know, the Hawks and, you know, Atlanta hasn't seen gold since 95, the 95 World Series with the Braves and the Yankees. You know, that was one hell of a game, one hell of a series. But I have hope that it's going to be Phoenix and the Bucks. Speaking of baseball, what a game last night with The Yankees and the Red Sox, game one of their three-game series I almost said New York. Yeah, three-game series at Fenway. The Red Sox beat the Yankees last night 5-3. What a game. What a fucking game. Like, you know, I mean, as everyone knows, the Yankees suck. And they really do suck this year. I just hope they don't make the playoffs because, you know, the playoff Yankees are you know, I don't want to say they're not all that because they have good players. They have really good players. But, I mean, I'm always happy when I see my Red Sox on top, you know, in first place. Are we in first place or are we tied with Tampa?
We're like a half a game behind Tampa.
Okay. So we're in second place. We're only a half a game behind Tampa, so we got to hope that Tampa loses to whoever the hell they're playing. The Angels. Yeah. Tampa needs to lose against the Angels. We'll see what happens with that. But honestly, I wouldn't mind finishing the season in second place because at least we'll get the playoff. We'll get the playoff berth, which we've needed for a long time. Yeah, I believe game two of the Yankees and Red Sox is tonight in Fenway. And we'll see what happens. We'll see if we could sweep the Yankees again, just like we swept them in the Bronx. Let's sweep them at home at Fenway because we love that dirty water. This is the moment of truth. We gotta talk Stanley Cup playoffs, man. Oh, boy. First things first, the Tampa Bay Lightning defeated the New York Islanders by a score of 1-0 in Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Yanni Gourde scored the first and only goal of that game to send the Bolts back to the Stanley Cup Finals. Me personally, I'm glad that, you know, I mean, you know, I want to say hats off to the Islanders. You know, they had a hell of a year. Even though I hated them because, you know, they beat Boston, they eliminated us for the playoffs. I was really upset at that. That really broke my heart. And that's one thing I didn't want to talk about, but I had to bring it up. You know, as a professional, I have to bring it up. But I really I was really hoping that they would beat Tampa Bay. Like, Jesus Christ, what the hell, you know? And I think, you know, the only reason why the Islanders really, really, you know, got this far is because they're such a physical team. You know, I think that's the reason why they beat us. Is they were just so physical. And we were just tired and beat up and shit, you know. And another thing, you know, Tuukka Rask was playing through a hip injury. And you know, he just recently got surgery for his hip injury. You know, I do wish Tuukka the best, and I hope he makes a speedy recovery so we can get back on top. You know, get back to, you know, who we are, who we were this season. Let's do it again. You know, because the closer we get, the better we are, and, you know, every season. And, you know, and don't worry, Tuukka, Swayman will take over. He will hold it down for you for when you're ready to come back and you're 100%. What do you think about Tampa going back to the Stanley Cup Finals?
Well, they've got... They're cheating on the salary cap, so that's a given, but... They won the game and they're going to the finals. Percy, I wish both teams lose. I can't root for the Habs. I'm sorry, Montreal. I can't. As a Bruins fan, I cannot root against the arch rival. I'm sorry. If there were any other team, I can root for neither team. I can't root for Tampa Bay because if I were to walk and root for them, knowing that one of their home games will have Tom Brady and or Rob Gronkowski at the pregame wearing, I said and or, yeah, wearing Tampa Bay Lightning jerseys is something I can't stand. I can't let Tampa won the cup last year and they won the Super Bowl. But even then, whatever. I still hate Montreal, but if Montreal beats them, I guess I could just learn to live with it.
All right. I'll take that. Speaking of the Habs, you know, as old Greg mentioned, the Habs defeated the Las Vegas Golden Knights 3-2 in Game 6 to go to the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time since 1993 when they beat the Los Angeles Kings. So we got our underdog. We got, you know, the big dog, really, is what I'll say. I'm not going to ask old Greg this question because he already said, you know, he wishes both teams lose. But, damn, I guess for me personally, I don't know. I don't want Tampa to win back-to-back, but at the same time, you gotta think, like, the Habs haven't been in the finals since 93. They haven't won it since 93. You know what I mean? Well, we got one of our neighbors over here disagreeing with me.
my new baby nephew that was born today.
Oh. So, honestly, I'm not rooting for any team. I'm going to agree with old Greg here. You know, I wish both teams the best of luck. And, I mean, I'm going to watch this series only because I love playoff hockey. I mean, who doesn't love playoff hockey? You know, but we'll see what happens. Game one of the Stanley Cup Finals will be on Monday, June 28th in Tampa. Another question that's really been bothering me, is it the Canadian border still closed?
They're working on reopening it. They're allowing the Canadians to travel because for work reasons, Canadians can travel across the US and so forth. So they're allowing Montreal to enter they lifted it for the Canadians so they could go in and play Vegas, and they're going to allow them to continue to use it because they have to go into Florida to play Tampa.
Okay, so hopefully, yeah. We'll see what happens, really. This is the Social Circle. Follow me on Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, and right here on Anchor. I'm here with my two good friends. Not sure what else there is to talk about here. Oh yeah. Oh shit. Yeah. I totally forgot. We are in the summer and you know, we got about less than 30 minutes to talk about this, which, you know, we won't need all that time, but, the NFL preseason is right around the corner. Now, since we're all Pats fans, I gotta talk about the Patriots. I gotta talk about the hometown team, the 6-time world champions. Hopefully, we'll win 7 someday. What is gonna happen with the quarterback position? Are we gonna have Cam Newton, or are we gonna have the rookie that we drafted out of Alabama? I believe it was Alabama, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Mac Jones. I seen his highlights in college. He's this kid has potential, I believe. But he's no Tom Brady. There could never be another Tom Brady. As much as, you know, Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick could try as much as they want to build a new Tom Brady, they cannot do it. That's like building another Michael Jordan in the NBA. That's like building another fucking, you know, Derek Jeter in the majors or Nolan Ryan or something like that. You know what I mean? So who do you think should be our starting quarterback this season?
Honestly, to me, I think it should continue to be Cam Newton, because not only has Cam has been in the league longer, but with the simple fact that rookies have to understand
It's not the simple fact that you did great through college. Kudos to you. But you also have to understand there has been people who has gone through the same process of you, like Cam Newton, Tom Brady, but he had it way worse. We all know the story about Tom. And then there's a whole bunch of other names that I can name. So honestly, I feel like Cam Newton should start and the kids should watch what Cam does. And if he likes his game style, go by what Cam does. But throw in what you know. How about you, old Greg?
Well, I'm going to agree with you on this, G. I think it should continue to be Cam Newton. I think let's give Newton a shot. We've got two good tight ends. We've got okay receivers. He'll have a training camp, and he'll have a preseason this year. And without the the lower risk of COVID and other variables, I think it's let's give Cam a full shot or whatever. He didn't have a normal offseason last year. So with having a normal offseason, being able to practice and learn into the system, and according to it, there was, I forget who it was, someone, one of the players last year, I think it was one of the McCourties, was saying, oh no, it was Matthew Slater, saw that on a plane ride, Cam was studying the playbook. That shows he's dedicated, he really wants to play here. I say let's give him the thing. If he's putting in the time to dedicate to learning the system, I say let's put our support behind him. I know he's not Tom, but Tom walks through those doors, he's gonna be wearing a Buccaneers jersey. So he's not walking into Gillette wearing a Patriots jersey. So it's us throw our support behind Cam, and there's if Cam isn't able to whoever, then yeah, pass on the thing and see what Mac Jones can do. But I really like to give Cam a year. Full year with regularly scheduled with bands in the stands, everything else, so that way we can at least truly see what he has to offer. And if worst case scenario, it gives us a year, whatever, let Mac learn from Cam, and then next year we could start Mac Jones at QB, and from there we can then see what happens. But I'm all in for Cam. I'm also all in for Mac Jones. I'm with whatever the coach decides. Let's just go.
I believe the term is, let's fucking go! Oh boy. You know, part of me wants to give Cam a chance, but the other part of me wants to see how Mac plays in the preseason. That's if they put him in the preseason, which I believe they will. Hell, maybe even, you know, switch off and put Jared Stidham in there. You know, I feel like Stidham didn't have that many opportunities to show himself. You know, to show himself what he's made of. And, you know, Stidham played under Brady for a bit. So I'm sure Stidham has that little bit of Tom Brady that he learned from him in training camp. Mentally, he still has that. So maybe Stidham could show Mac how Brady showed him. You know, maybe Stidham could show Cam how Brady showed him. You know what I mean? But other than that, you know, I'm really excited to see. I'm really excited for this football season. I'm excited to see Brady come back to Gillette. I can't wait to see how the game is going to play out. I'm sorry, not only Brady, but Gronk as well. We miss those guys so much. Mostly Brady because, you know, I mean, let's face it. We wouldn't be the legendary franchise we are today if it wasn't for Tom Brady. And you know, the Brady Belichick Kraft era will always be the best era. Like I said, there will never be another Tom Brady. There's no quarterback in the world that could take over and give us 6 rings other than Tom Brady. So let's see how it plays out. I'll give Cam another chance. Last season he disappointed me. But that's because, you know, it's his first year playing. I don't want to make any excuses for him, but I will say this. It was his first season with the Patriots, first season out of Carolina, and I feel like Carolina was an easy team for him to play for because they had just an easy schedule, really. You know, they played all these trash-ass teams. And, you know, let's see. Let's hope Kim will realize, you know, he's no longer in Carolina. He's no longer in Auburn. He needs to open his eyes. He needs to wake up and he needs to wake the fuck up. So, you know, Kim, if you're listening out there, all due respect, you got to wake the fuck up, kid. So we'll see how the season plays out. Preseason starts in August and regular season starts in September. We're almost in July, you know. Summer is like halfway over pretty much. It's crazy. But we're just out here enjoying the beautiful weather while it lasts. We're going to have some rainy days next week, which sucks. But we'll see. You know, we'll see how everything plays out. I want to wish everyone, you know, all the teams that are in the playoffs right now, you know, in the NBA playoffs, I do wish the best of luck to the Clippers, the Suns, the Hawks, the Bucks, in the Stanley Cup Finals. I wish the best of luck to the Habs and the Bolts. And, you know, as of tonight, go Sox, you know. Let's sweep the Yankees. Let's show them who's the real dynasty in the MLB. But that's it for me. You guys all set?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. We're good here. Thank you for joining us at the Social Circle. I'm your host, Big Drink. Like I said, I'm going to say one last time. Follow me on Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, and right here on Anchor. And that's it for us here from Southie. Thank you for joining us. And I'll see you guys later. Big Drink out.